another episode of Surroundscapes. It's our ongoing podcast where we talk about industry trends and tips and techniques for blue sound professional use in BlueOS. And I have joining me today a really cool guest because we're going to talk about a fun project down in the fun city, Miami. I'll introduce myself and then I'll let my co-host introduce himself. I'm Craig Cooper. I manage North American sales for Blue Sound Professional. I've been doing that for a few years, and I'm just going to turn it over to my friend and let him introduce himself and his company, a little bit about that, and then I'll talk about a little bit of the project, and we'll just have some fun from there. Take it away.
Very well. My name is Ernesto with Concept Systems. We're located in the beautiful city of Miami, Florida. Concept Systems was born back in 2018. I've been in the business for quite a few years now. I started as a DJ when I was 13 years old, and my experience, I'm 51 now, so you do the math. I've been around for a while, so we've been seeing a lot of different changes in the AV world.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let me talk a little bit about how this project came to us, and we'll probably bring up a picture of the design and talk about that, and then maybe some photos later. But sure. So through our website, customers come to us. This customer and a lot of customers that come to us are looking for PoE. They're looking for a solution that's network based that kind of fits into the rest of their infrastructure in their building. And this customer in particular, they have a co-working space in Miami. It's in a great area in Miami. Love going to Miami. This is a project that's near and dear to me. But they had co-working space, a little restaurant, and also a rooftop, well, a meeting space, two meeting spaces, and then a rooftop lounge, which is probably the highlight of the whole space. And so they came to us, and I worked with the customer on the design, basically on the speaker layout and what other requirements they had, whether it were inputs from projectors or local inputs for DJs, and then kind of got them to the approval process. We don't install at Blue Sound Professional. We work with professional integrators like Concept Systems and Ernesto. So I kind of passed him off the design. I think we'll see. I'm going to ask a question here in a second, but I think Ernesto might have been a little bit hesitant in the beginning yes. because of PoE speakers and new technology. But tell us, Ernesto, tell me what you kind of, and you can be honest, tell me what you originally thought about the design and the concept.
Well, I mean, listen, I was okay with the design. Obviously, it was well distributed. And again, I come more from the old school where you need to have the amplifier, you need to see the speaker wire, you need to see, obviously we have the speakers hanging, but you want to see all these other things that usually goes in a rack. So, whenever we do nightclubs or we do other hospitality work or restaurants where, you have other systems that requires amplification, processing and everything else, I see this layout and all I see is speaker here, a network cable, and then a network switch. And I'm like, okay, so then how is this going to work? And how is this going to sound? And, and all these things that honestly at the beginning, I was like, okay, how do we do this? Are we going to look bad at the end of the project? Is the customer going to be pissed off? I'm going to have to rip everything out. And honestly, all these things went through my head. But as we, got the first sample in and we started, listening to the product, it sounded very, very well. As the project progressed and we started turning things on, we realized that we're coming into a new era of AV equipment. Yeah. And that was really an eye opening for us. I mean, we actually have other projects right now that we're spegging out, and I tell the owners and the specifiers or the interior designers, you're not going to see any amplifiers, even though it's everything back of house, everything goes through a network switch, as long as we can match the PoE, the power that's required for these speakers. Let me tell you, man, they're very, very, very efficient.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're able to output the signal into amplifiers, in this case, we had to use an amplifier because we needed low frequency in the rooftop. That, you know, blue sound is great, but the subs that the blue sound provides, I mean, they're small enough for certain things, but outside, you know, they can't go outside. They can't get wet. So in this case, we use another factory for the subs with an amplifier that had processing built in, and that really helped the whole thing come to life. So
the Lounge in Miami has a little different vibe and requirements than a lounge in, I'm in St. Louis here. Totally different setup, but I'm glad that when we brought you on that you were one that you trusted what we were doing, but then you had the ideas to add, you know, to the existing system instead of saying, hey, let's pull that part out and do this whole room in a different way. So, and right. I really appreciate that. So you talked about, you don't have to be specific on future designs, but what did you kind of learn about, you know, Blue Awesome PoE and Blue Sound Professional that you're taking into future projects?
It's like I said, it's an eye opening because more and more AV integrators have to learn how to do more network work. And that's why, you know, we hire a couple more guys that are more into the network part of it. And that's one thing that I can show on plans and I can show to new clients. Look, the same cable that you're running a camera to is the same cable that we're going to use for your speakers. And we don't have to have a big space anymore to house, you know, an entire 19-inch rack that's going to take, you know, half of your closet, and then I need more electrical requirements from the electrician and everything else. It's really, like I said, it's an eye-opening for this type of installs. Very easy to configure, and with the hubs and everything else we have with the endpoints, we have different options that we can show and, you know, give the customer.
That's great. If you were giving, if you're giving advice to, let's just not say, you know, your counterparts in Miami, but through the rest of the country and world about working with Blue Sound Professional and using PoE in their installs, what advice would you give them? What would you say?
I guess I would say the same thing I said to myself, trust in the product. If you know how to run a network cable and you know how to install the camera, obviously you may know sound doing it other, you know, a different way. This is as simple as running a network wire connected into a network switch. And then the software basically takes you step by step on how to set this up. The cool thing about this, you can have 8 speakers, let's say in 2 different rooms, and previously, or like we do in other places sometimes, you know, you need to have separate amplification, the processing, you need to set up the programming in your processing so it can route to different parts of the room. Each one of these devices, it's its own universe. Each one of these devices, it's its own world. So all you got to do is just click devices together. So if you want to have the DJ input from the terrace play down on the main lobby, I mean, it's just basically a matter of telling these guys to go together. I mean, and you don't need any extra processing, no BSS audio symmetrics or, you know, any of the other processes that we're used to. Blue Sound, as we keep specifying it, you know, there's a few things that I would like the line to have. A bigger sub, for instance, just because we're in Miami, you know, we want to have that extra low frequency in the environment. As far as everything else, I mean, it's such a basic system, and I don't mean that in a bad way. It's so easy to use that the only thing that I would probably ask for is maybe to have bigger subs, so we can have, you know, more low frequency. The pendants, they sound very well. They're very, very well made, easy to install. My guys, you know, flew through the whole installation. It took longer pulling wires than actually installing the speakers. The terminations, I mean, like I say, if you know how to do a network cable from a camera or anything else, this is the same thing. And as far as the Ethernet switches, you know, of course, you can get a managed switch that's going to cost you $1,200-$1,500, or you can get a 60-watt switcher that's costing you $75, and that's not going to change the quality of the system. And that's the other thing that we really liked about.
Yeah, we're trying to be agnostic with, you know, one, working with you in the way you want to work with us. I know that we have other projects where it's a streamer into a big room system where we just can't do it. And also streamers to run bigger subs when we need to. But also from switch manufacturers, we're trying to be agnostic with the switch manufacturers. Some of them are working on router settings to make it easier, even easier for the installs. So you just say, you know, here's the switch I'm using, download the settings, and then your network is good too, because yeah, like you said before, us AV people are slowly getting dragged into the IT world. So the first space that I remember is obviously we walk in the lobby, big open, two-story open, if I'm remembering correctly, a lot of glass and a lot of concrete, so very lively space. What did we put in there? We put in pendants, we put in some subs. Kind of walk me through that space, and then we'll walk through the other spaces too.
Sure. So in the main lobby, we ended up putting nine BCS 300s pendant speakers with four BSW 150s power subs. So one thing that we noticed from the beginning is that we had... you're always going to have acoustical challenges in the room, especially when they don't believe or they don't have a budget to put acoustical panels. So of course, in this space, we had, you know, glass all over the place, and you can even clap, and you can hear the clapping a couple of times. So that was very scary. One thing that we did, and it helped us a lot, I was able to bring down the ceilings of the pendants at the same level as what they had on the that they had for the lights. So obviously we all know that the closest we are to the floor, the better it would sound. Mm-hmm. But since we had volume control on each one of these speakers, even though it's all in the same zone, but we have separate volume control for them, right?
Yep.
We're able to actually balance the room a lot better. So when people came in, the three speakers that were in the first line closest to the glass, we had them actually lowered a little bit. So then as you walk in, it kind of fills you in again. And from what I remember, we ended up doing, we took a few of the speakers in the middle, and those had a higher sound pressure level, you know, a few dBs here and there. And that helped us out a lot.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, and we were also, you were also trying to dial in the room with no bodies or no furniture, which would have helped a lot.
But again, if you need to just listen to this one. So if, in this case, we had nine speakers. If I needed to do the same thing with a conventional 70 volt or 8 ohm or 4 ohm load, I would have to dedicate nine separate channels of amplification.
Right.
And from there, you have to dedicate nine channels of line outputs on a processor. So, you know, if you start adding, you know, there's really no comparison.
There's really no comparison. So that's the entry into the space. Very cool entry into the space. And then we can move over to a mixed use. It's restaurant, coffee shop. I think they probably leased it by now, but they were still, the tenant wasn't decided at that point. Remind me what we did in there.
So in there, in the bar, cafe, restaurant area, we ended up doing 10 of the BSS 300s. and we did two of the subs.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we know that it's a restaurant, it's a cafeteria, it's a public space. But again, if whenever you can add low frequency to any space, it doesn't mean it's going to be a club, but it's going to help you tie the whole system up even more.
Yeah.
Sonically, it's going to make it sound a lot better.
You know what I did, and this, I'm the video guy, not the audio guy. What I had to do one time, because I had a bunch of buildup, right? It's a low frequency buildup in a small, it's a concrete box, like two stories underground. It's a small speakeasy. And we were using the BCS or the BSP 200, which is a little surface mount speaker, really nice, but also creates a lot of low frequency. So I use the subs, because when you set the crossover point, then that speaker kind of ignores everything below the crossover point. So then I can control right. That buildup by using the sub, which was really interesting. I surprised myself on that one. Then there was the little, I would say conference room, boardroom. Not the one that looks outside, because I want to talk about that one separately, because I really love how you install the speakers. But the smaller one with the boardroom table, what did that one involve?
So that one has surface mounts. That's what they called one of them was the quiet room. The other one was the we call it the space between the flex event space and the quiet room. It didn't have a name at the time. Those we ended up using the BPS 1000s. Mm-hmm. Those are the 6.5 inch, 6.5 inch speakers. And let me tell you, that was actually the first pair of speakers that I heard here in the office. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, we have something here now, because even though they're rated at 60 watts or whatever, it has a nice low frequency. Not only they sound clean, but it doesn't bother you. So, you know, sometimes when we do sound systems, you need to bring them up to a certain level so then you can actually hear all the tones, mm-hmm. the waveform in the speaker. This particular model, it's very precise.
Yeah.
So, you know, at low volume or mid volume, the way we have it, it sounds very, very precise. There we ended up using four of them.
Yeah. And what I end up getting told a lot on our speakers in general, on the voice on our speakers, is we are a very natural sound. We're not forcing anything. It's just a very natural sound, which I like. I want to hear the artists, how they were recorded. That next one, we got two more spaces to talk about. We have that, I think you're calling it the flex area, the one that has the patio outside. So describe how you took a ceiling speaker, and because of the ceiling type, you mounted them in a little different way. And there's definitely going to be a picture on this one, because when people see this, they're going to be like, ooh, that's nice.
So listen, in construction, you know, I mean, you're always going to follow whatever it's on paper, but I mean, I'm not saying 9 out of 10, but in a few different scenarios, sometimes you don't get what you see. In this case, where we're supposed to put the in-ceiling speakers in the ceiling, and when the time came, I had a call from one of my guys that were like, all right, we need to put them in the ceiling. I'm like, yes. Well, there's no ceiling space. I'm like, what do you mean? The plan shows that you have 8 inches of, you know, between the finished ceiling and the cement slab. And they were like, no, it's not 8 inches, it's less than half an inch, or, you know, so conditions change. So of course we always got to, you know, think outside the box. So we ended up taking the in-ceiling speakers. We mount them sideways onto the soffit. And what we did a zigzag setup. So the bouncing from the soffit itself helped us, because this speaker is here, so it bounced 8 feet against this other soffit. And then, because we didn't want to put them in the same line, because we were going to get noise cancellation, mm-hmm. So we put one here, we did the other one further away, the other one further away. So we did a zigzag deal. And because, again, we have control over each one of these speakers, is its own element. we were able to balance it out that way too. I mean, I think you were even surprised because you were like, oh, this sounds amazing, but where are they?
Yeah,
like, well, they're right there on the side.
Well, and also I was looking for the ceiling that was in the drawing as well.
Yeah. Correct. So,
yeah. And then I think in there they have, we put a little hub in there because they use projectors and things and they can plug in their laptops and they can listen to that projector.
Correct. We use, which hub do we use in there?
The Pro Hub.
Yeah, the Pro Hub.
Yeah.
Again, very simple to use. And then they have a setting where whenever they want to display, they want to plug in their own computer, HDMI through it. You use those four speakers for that.
Yeah, no, that's a cool little space. All right, the last space, which is probably definitely not the least, is an outdoor entertainment lounge. Talk me through that one. That one's, you know, it's in Wynwood in Miami. I mean, we're in a pretty good spot right here.
Well, yeah, listen, I mean, it's once you go upstairs into the terrace, you have the open bar and then you see all these new constructions and the whole thing. And I mean, you looked at it during the day. I mean, I did some of the equalization there at nighttime where you can actually feel the vibe of what Miami is all about.
Yeah.
So there, what we did, I mean, we did 8 of the BS-1000s. Just keep in mind that the BS-1000s, they already come weather ready. So whether you put them inside or outside, it works very well and it's very durable. You know, we had many rains already since then, and we were there the other day. We actually went by just to see how everything was holding up. And I have to tell everyone that's listening, as long as you have the right infrastructure, meaning you got the right conduit, the right sealed when the cable goes through, and make sure that you're sealed tight or waterproof, these speakers are going to handle the weather very, very well. So in this case, we had eight speakers. We have 4 above the bar facing the patio, and then we have 4 more that we put in the planters. And I think you also mentioned, how is it that you did the mounting on the speakers? Remember that we use our own.
No, I love it. Like, I was going to ask you, how did you mount the speakers? Because you hid them in the landscaping, and it's a cool way that you hid them. You should talk about that. That's really cool.
So, I mean, we try to get creative as much as we can. One of my guys went to Home Depot. We bought 4 planter pots, I guess they're called, where you plant the. So we got a couple of 4x4s. We filled it up with cement. We let it dry. We painted the post the same color of the plants. And we had the landscaper dig us a hole. We put it in there with cement, cover it up. Very, very sturdy. And it just looks like the speakers are floating inside the inside the plants.
It'll be great when all those plants fill out too.
Yeah. Yeah. And then by adding the low frequency, we used another factory for that. But the cool thing about it is that out of the streamer, since we have an output option, we went right into an amplifier. And that's the first time that I have to be honest with you, is that I use a single rack just for the amplifier, vertical. And, you know, my guys were like, oh, is this really going to work? I'm like, yeah, of course it's going to work. So it was a single rack unit against the wall, vertical. Plug in the two outputs of the amplifier. Outside we have 4 double tens from this other factory that it worked very well with this, and it turned out to be a great sound system.
Yeah, overall a great project, and I really appreciate working with you on it. I'm really looking forward to our future projects together. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm always open for a visit to Miami and take some pictures. My favorite, probably one of my favorite cities in the US for sure. I appreciate what you guys do. And I appreciate the fact that you take the time to learn about the product. And I do think it is really simple for people to catch on to. I think that's about all I got. What I wanted to just let you leave you with is a little bit of time to, you know, to say how people can get a hold of you in the areas that you cover. If they watch this, how they can say, hey, I want this guy to install, you know, in my place. How can they get a hold of you we'll probably do some links and stuff as well.
Sure. So our company is based here in Miami. We've been here for 6 years now. We are fully insured. We have our own license, EC license, high voltage and low voltage. We're certified to work in the whole state of Florida. We do a lot of work in Orlando as well. We do have a 1-800 number. That's 1-800. I don't call myself, so I got to look at it. 1-800-773-4910. That's our hotline, and someone will answer 24 hours a day. Our website, conceptsystems.com. We do have a few projects in the website of different things that we do. Not everything gets published for various reasons, but we come from, you know, from the old school. I mean, I used to, you know, DJ with turntables. And then from there, we went from the turntables to the CDs, from the CDs to now MP3s, and from MP3s now with the, you know, with the USBs that all these DJs use. All I'm saying is that I've been around for over 40 years, and I've seen the transformation of the sound systems. So anyone that's going to look at this recording, just be open-minded, because it is changing, and we need to change with the times, because otherwise, if we're going to just propose a 70-volt system or any other system with a bunch of amplifiers and processing, sometimes it may not be cost-effective. And the way things are nowadays, everybody's looking at the budget, and Blue Sound fits right in.
Overall, a great project. And I really appreciate working with you on it. I'm really looking forward to our future projects together. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm always open for a visit to Miami and take some pictures. My favorite, probably one of my favorite cities in the US for sure. I think we'll end and recap with, come visit us at bluesoundprofessional.com. Listen to other sound surroundscapes. There's some really cool content on some of them. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ernesto.
My pleasure.